This is Beautiful But Deadly.
Where the beauty of makeup
meets the horror of true crime with Chuck
and Liz. Today's episode is going to be a little more loosey-goosey, Halloween-y for October.
Yeah, I don't know if you're catching our drift, but this is going to be a few more episodes like this that are kind of more loosey-goosey in preparation for the pretty big-ish case that I'm doing. Also, we've had a lot pop up in our lives.
Yeah, so we figured we'll just do something a little fun. So you guys aren't going without. I also have my cat son JJ with us. So if you hear purring or anything, it's the boy.
You sound like the lady from Amy's Baking Company. We have three sons.
Oh no.
They're trapping cat bodies.
Cat bodies. I forgot about that. I love that. Okay.
So if you hear purring, it is a very happy kitty.
Yes. Little thumbs. Okay. So today, we will be discussing kind of a video game, but more of, like, the lore behind it. And the video game is called Dead by Daylight. Very fun. Highly suggest.
It's a 4v1 game where one person is a killer and the other four are survivors. The survivors must work on generators to power the exit gates in order to get out. And along the way, the killer tries to kill them. Essentially. It's very fun. They have PC... Video game. They have PC, console, and mobile. Not sponsored.
And Switch. I will be talking about the killers in Dead by Daylight, like their lore and stuff, because some of them have a little bit of, like, truth in it, you know? Like, one of them...
So could you say you were talking about their inspirations?
Thank you. The first killer that I will be discussing is Leatherface in Dead by Daylight. Based on Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they call him Bubba, and that movie is very loosely based on Ed Gein.
Yeah.
So they kind of just said that it was based on Ed Gein to get people to come see it. Really, the only similarity there is that they both like to, you know, take people's skin and make masks out of them and whatnot.
And whatnot, yes.
Yes. So that's basically where it ends. But I figured I'd tell you a tiny bit about Ed Gein.
I think the most surprising part about Ed Gein is that he didn't actually start killing until, like, further into his, I don't know what you'd call it, skin-making career, I suppose.
Me.
He mostly did the grave robbing before then.
Thank you for that. I didn't know that. God bless. Yeah, at some point, it would be cool to do, like, a episode on Ed Gein, because that is a lot.
I had an idea to do, like, myth-busting.
So... Edward Theodore Gein was also known as the Butcher of Plainfield or the Plainfield Ghoul. He was an American convicted murderer and body snatcher.
You can't just read off Wiki, Lizzie.
No, I know. I'm not just reading off Wiki. I'm getting the important shit. Shit that they need to know. Yes, so basically, Ed Gein was known for making, like, nipple belts and things like
that. You're
the nature.
Only one that's like, you know what Ed Gein did? Nipple belts.
Listen, it's one that really sticks in my mind. He also made lampshades out of people's skin, so they that. So like I said, loosely based on Ed Gein, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Also, Ed Gein and Leatherface look nothing alike.
No, yeah.
Their backstories don't really make sense.
Bubba has a chainsaw, Chainsaw Massacre, you know. And Ed Gein definitely wasn't just, you know, swinging around chainsaws, seeing as how he needed to use the skin to make things.
Yes. My unpopular opinion. I don't think Texas Chainsaw Massacre was that good.
Yeah, I don't think it was that good either.
And, like, the remakes with, like, Jessica Biel, they weren't scary. They just made me really uncomfortable.
That's fair.
Have you seen them?
No, I don't believe so.
If you want to watch a movie that just makes you really uncomfortable, I have a great recommendation.
Me.
It's like, I almost feel like Rob Zombie remade them.
So the next one I'm going to talk about was a little surprising. I didn't, like, hadn't heard of this before. So there's a killer in Dead by Daylight called The Doctor. And, like, his actual name is Herman Carter. So, interestingly enough, I never thought that he was based on anyone, but he is. He's based on Yang Yongzhen. I don't know how to say that.
Yongxin.
Who was a Chinese clinical psychiatrist who advocated and practiced electroconvulsion therapy without anesthesia or muscle relaxants as a cure for alleged internet addiction in adolescence.
Which makes sense because every, well, not every, a lot of killers have a survivor that's like part of their story.
Yep.
And the survivor in his is an esports player.
How do you know so much? Like, my God, you didn't even do the research. You're just coming off the cuff like that.
I watch a lot of, like, the lore videos.
Yeah, so the survivor is Fang Min. Which is interesting. Like I said, I hadn't realized before. And he, the actual guy, is currently deputy chief of the 4th Hospital of Linyi in the Shandong province of China. So this man is still doing shit.
The pronunciation.
I try my best.
It's believed by some of the community that he was supposed to be a Chinese doctor. But then they changed it.
They don't want issues.
But that's why they kept Fang Min.
I'm, like, so surprised. Because, like, when I was researching, I was like, holy shit, I didn't know that. So those are basically the ones that are based on, like, actual serial killers. And I'll talk about the ones that are from movies.
And even, well, I don't think the electric shock person.
No, he's not. He's not a serial killer.
We don't want to be
sued. He's just an asshole. I'm just kidding. That's an opinion.
We don't want to be sued.
Sue me for it.
The other ones are mostly based off of either other properties or just like tropes almost.
Yeah.
Or folklore. So like the Oni is based on actual Japanese folklore of the Oni.
Yes, thank you.
Which are like demon ogres.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to put it. Better than I would have. So one of the newest ones that they have right now is Cenobite, which is from, oh my god, it just fucking left my head. I was going to say Resident Evil, that's not it.
Hellraiser,
holy shit. End me, please.
Like, honestly, Pinhead's kind of an icon.
Facts. I think his character is really cool in Dead by Daylight.
And in Hellraiser.
You know? Then they do have Resident Evil, they have Nemesis. T-type, whatever that means. I've never seen the Resident Evil movie, so.
The Trickster.
And there's, yes, the Trickster. He looks like a K-pop idol. I love him.
I'm pretty sure it is canon. He's a K-pop idol, and his survivor is his manager. As far as I know, no Korean idol has a story like that.
Yeah.
His story is that he was in a group, but he basically wanted more attention, and he saw his opportunity when his bandmates were stuck in a fire. He had the chance to save them, but he didn't. And then he just kind of went on the path of murdering people. Thank you.
Me. And there's us, the twins. Victor and Charlotte. I'm Charlotte. Julie is Victor.
That's not something to be proud of.
Yes, it is.
Either of those. No one wants to be Charlotte or Victor.
You're my little twin. And then when I need you, I pull you out, you know? And you go, wee! And you chase people.
It's like a kid.
Yeah, until you get kicked. It's fine. It's fine.
An Oni is a kind of yokai, demon, orc, ogre, or troll in Japanese folklore.
Mm.
They're usually like red, blue, or white. They wear loincloths made of like animal skins, but like big animals. You know, like tigers. And they carry Kanobo clubs, which is what the Oni carries. So basically he's like a faithful adaptation of a Japanese folklore character.
Oh,
this is really interesting. I got this from Wikipedia. There's also a well-known game in Japan called Onigoko, which is the same as the game of tag that children in the Western world play. The player, who is it, is instead called the Oni.
Oh!
Which, Dead by Daylight, is kind of like tag.
It is kind of. Wow.
The next person I think we should talk about is the spirit. So, the spirit is actually the Oni's, like, great-great-granddaughter. You didn't know that either? Her real name is Rin Yamaoka, and she's Japanese, obviously. So it talks about in her lore that she inherited this incredible fury from her ancestors, and that's why she became a killer. And so that's, she is like a ghost. Yes? On the DVD wiki, it says she inherited an incredible fury from her ancestors. The wrath of those through her veins is her legacy. The terrible pain she suffered set it off. Swift and lethal, the spirit exacts her revenge endlessly. It says that in her lore, Her father began to lose his grip on reality, and her father ended up killing and dismembering her mom.
Oh my.
She ended up getting in a struggle with her dad where he essentially accidentally, well, not accidentally, he cut off her arm.
Just accidentally cuts off her arm.
Cut her stomach.
Jesus.
And killed her. And that's when she was picked up by the entity, which is essentially the reason why all these killers are in the same game. So, based on this, and her perks, which perks are like these special additions you can add to the killers or the survivors, which give them different powers. Her personal perks are Spirit Fury, Hex Haunted Ground, and Rancor. And based on all of this information, I think she's an Onryo.
Onryo?
Another frame of reference would be Kayako from The Grudge is also an Onryo. They're described as being essentially a vengeful spirit that can cause harm to living people in the real world.
Interesting.
And they become Onryos because of fury and pure anger. That's what keeps them here.
That's really cool.
And so because of that, I think she's an Onryo. She was created out of fury.
I mean, that sounds right.
And she is just trying to seek revenge.
Wow.
So I think that's a real world tie of the spirit. I think she's an Onryo.
Okay, cool. So, with Pyramid Head from Silent Hill, in Japanese they call him like Red Pyramid Thing.
Red Pyramid Thing?
Yes. So, they end up shortening it to Pyramid Head. He's a humanoid monster from Silent Hill, the Silent Hill franchise. He has like a giant pyramid head, hence the name. He also has a huge, it's not a sword. It's called the Great Knife, and it is large and in charge. And in the game, he uses it to like shoot these like barbed wire things at survivors. And in Dead by Daylight, his survivor is Cheryl Mason, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. I can remember. I never played as her.
What's
her fucking name? Yes. Pyramid Head is basically a manifestation of this other character, James Sunderland's guilt and desire for punishment, existing to keep him human and help him remember his past actions.
Yeah, in Silent Hill, the original story was that all of the monsters in Silent Hill were a part of James, and they meant something different to him. So, like you said, Pyramid Head was his guilt and his thought that he needed to be punished for what he did.
Yeah, which is interesting. I feel like I should give Silent Hill a rewatch. Because I definitely didn't appreciate it when I first saw it. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So, I'd watch it again. And of course, like we said, there's other ones. A Stranger Things chapter. So they have the Demogorgon. That one I'm sure most people know about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have Ghostface from the Scream movies.
So, there's a character, Sally Smithson, aka the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
In her lore, she becomes a nurse and ends up murdering her patients. Sadly, she could be based on a lot of real-life people. Like, this is more common than you think. So, for example, there's Janine Jones. There's also Jane Topin, also known as Jolly Jane. Kristen Gilbert. So like I said, could be based on one or all of these people, or just a general idea of a nurse trying to kill their patients.
Dang.
Also, her visual can kind of see the connection between her and the nurses in Silent Hill.
Okay, so one that I was going to talk about is the pig from the Saw movies. So in her lore, she's one of the disciples of Jigsaw. Her real name is Amanda Young. She's a troubled soul whose life had been a catalog of harm, and then that changed when she bested Jigsaw's test, and she decided that she wanted to live as one of his disciples and take over once he died of cancer.
Do you want me to explain?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you've seen the Saw movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She and her boyfriend were drug addicts, and eventually Jigsaw, kidnapped her and fitted her with a reverse bear trap. She ended up escaping, though. And, like you said, became one of his little mentorees. But she wasn't very good because she would make traps that you couldn't escape from.
Well, that makes sense in Dead by Daylight, then.
Yep. And she essentially was the reason why John Kramer died.
Fucked.
Big time. It later comes out that she ended up basically causing Kramer's wife to have a miscarriage. When she broke into her clinic to try to steal drugs, I assume. And ended up slamming a door into her. What else? She later ended up dying. R.I.P. Amanda Young.
But maybe she deserved it, is what it's sounding like.
Yes. Because she would make traps, which goes against Kramer's whole thinking that you could not escape. So, like, for example, she kidnapped a cop. And the cop completed the task, but she still died.
Wow, yeah. See, in Dead by Daylight, you, like, sometimes she'll put, like you said, reverse traps on your head.
Or reverse bear trap.
Reverse bear trap. And then you have to go to these, like, little machines to try and get it off. But it's basically, like, a luck of the draw. Like, sometimes it comes off and sometimes it doesn't. And you have to go to another machine to try again. Wow.
She's crazy. You should watch the second Saw movie.
The problem is they're so gory.
The second one's not that bad from what I remember. Okay. I think, okay, my rant on Saw.
Okay, go for it.
The first, like, movies are not that gory. I think when they came out, they were hyped.
Okay.
As being super gory and whatever. They're not, because they didn't have the budget to be gory, essentially.
Oh.
They didn't have the budget for, like, fake guts and things like that.
Gotcha.
So, like, the absolute worst thing that you'll see in the first Saw movie is, like, the aftermath, or when he's cutting off his leg, which is literally, if you understand, like, special effects, it's obvious that, like, the saw he's using to, like, chop off his leg has, like, the fake blood coming out from it. You know the trick.
Yes.
It's not gory. It, like, progressively gets more and more gory as you get into the series, because it got more torture corny. And then it got better. Spiral is also very gory, but, like, the Halloween movies we just watched, far more gory.
God.
Than the first
The new Halloween movie, I thought was good, but Jesus Christ, it was gory.
There's more to talk about with Amanda.
Yeah, no, go
so
for
why
it.
Is she a pig? So I don't think they've fully gone into it, or I blanked on this one. But pigs are a really big symbol in Saw of, like, the Jigsaw Killer.
Yeah, so it talked about it in her lore.
And whenever they go to kidnap people, they put on a pig mask.
So, yeah, so it talks about how the junkie boyfriend broke into the clinic.
There it is.
And then after this event resulted in the death of his unborn son, John finally caught up with the junkie, making him his first test subject. And the pig was changed forever, too, because the pig... The year the pig is when his son was supposed to be born.
Mm.
So for him, it was a symbol at first of, like, rebirth and, like, something good. And then it changed for him. I think that's why he started using the pig mask.
The pig disciples. But yeah, even in the, spoiler, I guess, the new Spiral movies, there is, like, appearances of pigs. But it takes on a new meaning, because in the Spiral movies, all of the people targeted are dirty cops.
Interesting. Okay,
we should watch it.
Okay, that sounds good. When does it come out?
It's already out.
Oh, it's already out. Okay.
It's got Nick in it.
Nick? From Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
I am a fan of his. Okay.
But sadly, they had to cut out a lot of the gore, which is stupid.
Is it sadly?
Yes. It's a Saw movie, goddammit.
That's why you shouldn't watch a Saw movie.
Except for, like, the first two, it's really not bad. And, like, the filter and everything, it's not that gory. It's really not bad. Also, the same thing with Hostel. Listen, I have so many rants.
Hostel.
I think that would make you, like, ooh. But it's more the idea of it than, like, what actually is seen. Like, for example, this guy gets, like, both his Achilles cut. That sounds bad. It doesn't look that bad.
Jesus.
Or maybe I'm just really resistant to gore now.
I think you are, because...
But, like, I swear, the Halloween movie is the worst gore I've seen in a very long time.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that really caught me, like, off guard.
I was like, oh, they're doing this. Okay.
So another killer in Dead by Daylight is Freddy Krueger. I'm sure basically everyone knows who he is.
But it must be said that he is based on the remake Freddy Krueger, not the original.
Not Wes Craven's? No. What's the difference? Do you know?
He's a pedophile, openly. Well, not openly. It's shown in the remix that he's, like, a pedophile, whereas in the original it's more kind of just, like,
a murder.
Insinuated a bit.
Oh, and I never heard that.
As you go into the original Nightmare series, it gets so much more goofy.
Mm.
Like, for example, Freddy has, like, a kid with the main girl,
what
okay?
What?
And he goes, it's a boy. It like it's oh so
my fucking god.
I don't know what it is, but like with old horror movies, they are like, how batshit can we make the sequels? Yeah. Like how weird can we make this?
That's a lot.
Whereas with the remakes, it was very serious, very dark.
Yeah, it's interesting to see these based on the remake. Wow, I never would have guessed that. Okay.
Which Freddy Krueger can be based on, pick someone, honestly.
So I was gonna look that up.
Any kid murderer and molester, you know?
Was Craven says inspiration for the basis of Freddy Krueger's power stemmed from several stories in Los Angeles Times about a series of mysterious deaths. All the victims had reported recurring nightmares and died in their sleep.
I believe That's it was either Thai or Vietnamese men that were dying in their sleep that way.
That's so weird.
Cambodian. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
It was Cambodian people from the Cambodian genocide.
Oh.
Was what he was talking about. There was a small child who was terrified to sleep because he was afraid he would be attacked in his dreams and never wake up. Wes Craven talked about this in an interview with the LA Times.
Okay.
When he finally fell asleep, his parents thought the crisis was over. Then they heard screams in the middle of the night. By the time they got him, he was dead. He died in the middle of a nightmare.
Jesus Christ.
And what's weird is that dozens of Southeast Asian refugees had actually died of unknown reasons in their sleep during the 1980s. It was usually among men in their 20s and 30s from the Hmong ethnic group.
Weird.
They were typically from Laos. The Hmong minority group had been persecuted in Laos after they were recruited by the CIA to fight North Vietnamese soldiers during the Vietnam War. More than 30,000 Hmong soldiers helped the U.S. fight communism in the Northern Highlands where they lived, but died at a rate 10 times higher than their American counterparts.
Wow. I'm shook. I've never heard of that before.
In 1975, the Vietnam War ended and Laos became a communist country. The new leadership there viewed Hmong as traitors for their work with the United States. Many survivors from the war fled their homes after the war to become refugees in Thailand or the U.S.
Wow. I'm shook. I'm learning a lot. Learning a lot.
That's wild. One 1981 article from the LA Times describes the scene of a Laotian refugee who relocated to the U.S. from a refugee camp in Thailand with his family. Shortly after settling down in his new country, 47-year-old Yong Ling Tao, died in his sleep with his wife beside him in tears. He was the fourth Hmong man to die while sleeping in 9 months, and the 13th nocturnal Hmong death recorded since 1978.
And they don't know why they died?
And this is from History.com.
Could it be like... obviously not Agent Orange, but you know how there's like random shit that happens like that and then people end up dying? Could it be like from a wartime thing, you think? Some kind of like chemical?
Maybe, but also maybe it's just whatever they saw was so horrible it gave them like a heart attack almost.
Oh, that's an interesting thought too.
But it's wild.
That is wild. Wow. That's really interesting.
And the fact that it was only one ethnic group, the Hmong people.
Yeah, from Laos. So weird. That's why I'm almost like, maybe it's a targeted thing, but...
but why?
Well, because they were helping in the war, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, the opposition was like, get these bitches out of here.
Maybe, but...
that's awesome, but...
it's crazy.
It is. Wow, I can't believe I hadn't heard of that.
So before. It was actually based in reality. We didn't really describe who Freddy Krueger was. Or may not know, but... he targets, in the movie, teenagers when they sleep in the dream world, and that's where they kill them.
Yeah.
He kills them.
That's fucked. While you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp was in the first one.
He was?
Johnny Depp? Yeah.
Wow, I know that. If you can tell, I've never seen Freddy Krueger.
You've never seen Freddy Krueger?
No.
A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
You have so much, like, what is it called? Required reading to go through.
I have a lot of catching up to do. I used to not really watch horror movies. I really only got into them because of you. So, like, I gotta catch up.
They're a good treatment for anxiety, not even gonna lie.
And speaking of Halloween, which we spoke about before, Michael Myers is also one of the killers in Dead by Daylight.
Yes.
Which is kind of surprising, because I think he has his own... I could be wrong, but I think he has his own video game.
Michael Myers in the Halloween franchise first began his murdering when he was 6, and he killed his sister for seemingly no reason. And from then, he began killing on Halloween night. As he got older, in what was considered the Babysitter Massacre, where he killed 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
His survivor is Laurie Strode, one of the people tried to go after, but she survived. He's known for, like, being very sneaky. Like, he's not one to run, you know?
Yeah.
He'll stand and watch. He likes using knives more than anything else. He's always seen in his jumpsuit and white mask.
So, interesting enough, young Michael was inspired by John Carpenter's experience with a real-life mental patient. Michael Myers was the real-life name of the head of the now-dissolved British company Miracle Films.
Fair enough.
So that's interesting.
But Michael in the Halloween movies has almost become, it seems like they're leaning towards supernatural.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, he can't die. They shoot him 5 times in the chest. They stab him.
Never in the head.
Fair. They're doing some stupid shit. They try and set him on fire, and this motherfucker lives. Oh, if you talk about Ghostface as well. So, Ghostface is based on a serial killer. The Gainesville Ripper. It says, screenwriter Kevin Williamson discovered the Gainesville Ripper, a drifter who terrorized a Florida town in 1990. Over 3 days, Gainesville Ripper, otherwise known as Danny Rowling, murdered 5 college students. And Ghostface's real name is Danny Johnson, alias Jed Olson.
In the game.
Oh, that's in the game.
Right?
Well, yeah, that was under Dead by Daylight, but I think his name's Danny Johnson in the movie, right? Hold on, I could be wrong.
Danny Johnson's not a real Ghostface. Because, essentially, with Dead by Daylight, they couldn't get the licensing from Scream, but they got the licensing from the mask company.
Oh!
So he can look like Ghostface because of the mask company, but he's not in affiliation with Scream.
Gotcha.
So Danny Johnson has never been a killer in Scream.
Interesting, okay.
And that's also why his survivor is not Sydney, for example.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Ghostface has a survivor. Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
There's no Danny Johnson Scream.
You're my resident horror movie expert.
Thank you. No, I'm
like You could take him.
I'm like the first guy in Scream. But yeah, so, fun fact with Scream. That is not actually an affiliation with Scream.
The Gainesville Ripper. I'm shook.
Scream is another one that I feel like is required reading, just in life. It's so good. What's funny is that I thought, going into this, there is a character called the Clown.
Yes.
In Dead by Daylight. And one of his things is that, obviously, he's a clown, but that he chops off fingers of, like, his victims.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that he was based on, I think his name is Jingle Jangles or something from American Horror Story.
Hold on. Oh my god.
Jingles? Is that his name? Jingles?
I don't remember. I know who you're talking about, though, from season 4, right?
Mr. Jingles. I thought he was based on Mr. Jingles from American Horror Story, but that actually came out afterwards.
Oh! See, when I think of the clown, and I haven't looked this up, I should, I think of Gacy. Like, I wonder if he's loosely based on Gacy.
Well, his face makeup makes me think so. I mean, maybe that's just clown makeup from the day. The mouth reminds me of it. Like, the makeup of the clown reminds me of it. Like, I don't think he's based on someone like Twisty, for example.
Yeah.
Because Twisty looks very different. That would be a cool skin, though.
So some people on Reddit think that he might be loosely based on Gacy, but people are pointing out that, like, who isn't afraid of clowns? Like, the fear of clowns have been going on for a long time before Gacy.
But he also has a very similar stature.
I agree. He looks a lot like him. I mean, they're both homicidal, so, like...
his real name is Jeffrey Hawk, Kenneth Chase. He uses bottles to slow down, that have the afterpiece tonic that slows down survivors. Maybe I'm reaching, but didn't he drug his victims?
Yeah, so it says several victims were lured with the promise of a job with him. Others with an offer of drink, drugs, or money.
There it is. Yeah. Drink or drugs. Which is like his bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're reaching. Perhaps we are. Who knows?
But I think it's based on Gacy. In my heart.
Oh, it's Gacy.
Why?
In his lore, it says, in early 1954, a young man went missing, and the town was turned upside down in the search. A few months later, Kenneth's father, while doing some work in the crawl space under the house, found a cigar box. He broke it open and saw to his horror that it contained feathers, animal paws, and a man's finger.
Gacy.
That's where Gacy put his body, is the crawl space.
Yep. And it was young men.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. We got him, boys. Confirmed.
You have a little foosie. Though him traveling with the circus could be a bit twisty.
Yeah.
From American Horror Story. Because American Horror Story, it was a freak show. Excuse me. Twisty was a clown.
Yep.
For the freak show. The Traveling Circus.
It was a murderer.
Yep, this sounds like Twisty too. He stole clothes and makeup from performers, fashioning a disguise that would let him get close to victims before anesthetizing him.
Anesthetizing?
Yep. Bringing them back to his caravan, where they would await to find themselves bound and at his mercy. He would finally get to have his fun mentally and physically torturing them. That's what Twisty would do. He would bring it back to his little bus.
Yep.
And torture them. This is also like Twisty, men, women, young, old, he didn't care.
Yeah. Whereas Gacy was just boys.
Mm-hmm. With time, he became complacent and sloppy. A victim managed to work free of her bindings while he was sleeping off the drink. She escaped, screaming for help, and he awoke to find the rest of the circus bearing down on him.
Yep.
I think that's the last one we're going to do today, but I definitely think the clown is based on both Twisty and John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Interesting.
So this was about that in the crawl space.
Boom!
That's John Wayne Gacy. Thank you. I hope you enjoy this kind of weird episode.
Yeah, like, it's kind of random, but we figured we'd do something different for the month of October.
The spooky season.
The spooky season. Give you guys a little more content.
Yes. Okay.
Well, we will talk to you soon.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.